listener production.
Good morning, it's Andrew Schell with the latest. Housing approvals around Victoria aren't enough to reach state and federal housing targets, according to the latest data. New ABS stats show just over 51,000 new homes have been approved in the last year. In February alone, less than 3,000 were approved. Police are investigating after a fatal collision in Mansfield yesterday afternoon. It's thought a truck and a car came together at the Mount Buller Road, Mansfield Woods Point Road intersection around 3 p.m, with the car driver sadly dying at the scene. The passenger was taken to hospital while the truck driver stopped at the scene and is assisting police with their inquiries. A number of businesses have called for better shopfront safety, including Bollards, after a string of crashes in Traralgon. On Tuesday, a car hit a store on Seymour Street, which followed another smash in December last year. One store owner has told the Herald Sun cars can too easily mount the sidewalk. And Victoria's Shadow Health Minister was in Shepparton yesterday as part of a pre-planned visit to Goulburn Valley Health. Among the issues discussed was a shortage of local accommodation for health workers, which Ms Crozier is blaming on the state government.
An increase in taxes, issues around planning, a whole range of considerations made by government are having an impact on the ability to build houses and accommodation.
The state government has committed to funding construction of a three-storey apartment block in Shepparton, which it says will help address accommodation shortages. Checking what's happening in sport now, and the Gippsland League proper gets underway after that opening clash between Traralgon and Bairnsdale last weekend. Mowi and Morwell are going head-to-head, Warragul take on Wonthaggi, and Leon Gather host Traralgon at the Rec Reserve. Meantime, the Gippsland Power and Murray Bushrangers boys are back on field this Sunday in the Talent League. And looking to the Goulburn Valley League, the Shep Swans are home to Yarrowa tomorrow afternoon, while reigning premiers and last week's winners Echuca will go up against Shepparton United.